Proclamation number 8654, dated the October 24th, 1963. Everyone would be able to hear God speaking. Just as I originally spoke to the beings having emerged from me in order to reveal myself to them as Creator and Father, so I speak today to you humans, who are these very beings. The light of realization you possessed in the beginning, because you were perfectly created, is no longer yours in your human state, for you once separated yourselves voluntarily from me and therefore stepped out of the state of light into that of darkness. But you are wretched in your darkened state, and I want to help you become blissfully happy again and must therefore enlighten you again. First, I must speak to you and inform you of my will so that you as human beings can live according to this will of mine. For the point is, that you will adapt yourselves to the law of eternal order again, that you will live according to my will, which requires you to fulfill the commandments of love. Since, at the start of your earthly life, you are entirely without knowledge, you need to be instructed about the meaning and purpose of your earthly life. But you also need to be informed of the full truth. This is why I speak to you myself as the Eternal Father Spirit by addressing the spiritual spark within yourselves, which conveys my word to your intellect for you to think about it and thus, according to your will, either comply with it or oppose it once again. In the beginning, my word made you very happy since you thereby recognized my love, which time and again expressed itself in the word. When you were no longer able to hear my word, because you closed yourselves to my illumination of love, you also lost all knowledge and your state became dark and weak and therefore wretched. However, if you, as a human being, become receptive to my illumination of love again, then you will be informed of my will, which you only need to live out to so as to be spoken to by me through the spiritual spark and thus, through my word, receive the knowledge again which will make you happy because you enter the state of light again. My word can always be heard within you if your will allows for it, for the connection between me and you will forever remain on my part. Only you yourselves can deliberately disconnect it by consciously turning away from me. Thus it will always be up to you as to whether you allow yourselves to be addressed by me, but the possibility to hear me myself exists for every one of you humans, and everyone should use it, for with my word he also receives the strength to live his life on earth according to my will. Due to your vast distance from me, which you aspire to of your own free will, you have lost the knowledge and understanding that you are able to communicate with your God and Father directly, that you can enter into a dialogue with him, that he will answer your questions and that you can present all your thoughts to him and communicate with him at all times. And yet, if people inform you of it, you won't believe and ridicule them as fantasists, and thereby you forfeit every gift of strength which is guaranteed to you by my word. And only if you try it for yourselves, if you, after heartfelt prayer, quietly listen within, will the voice gently speak in you and you will be happy, for then you will be touched by my fatherly love which wants to reveal itself in order to gain your love as well. Yet only a few put this to the test, only a few desire my communication, and only a few believe that I myself draw close to people in order to demonstrate the direct bond with them again, because they should recognize me as their God and Father, who is supremely perfect and also intends to guide people towards perfection. But this knowledge of my direct communication has to be accepted with faith. For it can only be effective if a person, through living a life of love, has gained the faith that the Father speaks to his child. Only then will he also be able to recognize the results of my words as truth, and only then will his soul make use of them and advance in its development. However, you humans should always consider that my words will always be more credible than a complete silence by your eternal father. For my fundamental nature is love, and you emerged from this love. Love, however, always seeks to make contact with that which originated from it. This is why the sound of my word will always be more credible than shrouding myself in silence and never revealing myself as a loving father. For my perfection would have to be doubted were I not to have mercy upon all my living creations who dwell in darkness, and this mercy therefore shows itself by the fact that I let a light shine into the darkness. And this light is my word which is conveyed to you from above. It is the emanation of my love which only requires an open heart in order to be able to take effect in you. Amen.